Batman Forever. Yeah.
You too. Hold me, kiss, thrill me, kiss me, kill me. I love that song. I do. I love that song. It's from Batman Forever, everybody. Val Kilmer. Come on now. The reason why we play that is because there's a special Black Friday release of that song. And these are all coinciding with the bumps that we're going to hear are coinciding with the releases for Black Friday, vinyl releases. Jim Hankey is about to join us. He's the host of Vinyl Emergency, the podcast. He's going to tell us about special releases coming out for Black Friday and a bunch of other stuff. And if you have questions about vinyl or records or you want to get into the collecting, Jim will help us out. It's 312-981-7200. And let's welcome Jim to the show. Hey, Jim, how are you, man?
Good morning, Nick. Always great to be with you.
Yeah, it's great to be with you too. Now, before we get into to the vinyl talk, you got some substantial stuff has happened in your life since we last spoke.
Last time we spoke was in April for the usual annual big record store day release list, and since then, my wife and I have moved from Milwaukee to Nashville. That is due to a job relocation for her. She is employed with Warner Music Group, one of the big record companies out there, and
yeah.
They've got a big headquarters here in Nashville. That was during the summer, and then just a few weeks ago, on the 25th of October, we welcomed our first kid into the world, George Felix Hankey.
Yeah.
He's doing great, about 3 weeks old now, and as I was talking with Dan off the air, this I'd be up anyway about this time these days, you know, and talking with you. So,
yeah.
So I think I'm finally your schedule and mine are finally coinciding.
Right. Now Dan knows that all too well. Right, Dan?
Yep.
Well, that's great stuff, man. Congratulations. Really, congratulations to you
so
and your wife. And I saw pictures of you. He's adorable. Adorable.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
So let me ask you this: Are you digging Nashville? I mean, how, and you guys have been there since the summer. Are you used to it now?
Yeah, I mean, since about late July, early August, and I got to say that, you know, we haven't gone out and done Nashville proper as much as two people normally would. You know, with a big job relocation, I mean, I had to find a new job. She had to kind of get acclimated in her new surroundings, and then obviously with her being pregnant, we didn't get to do up the town as much
right.
as. Two people normally would.
Right.
But things have been good. I've been able to cover some big festivals for the podcast, Americana Fest, a big long week-long sort of event. Got to see John Prine and actually meet Roseanne Cash face-to-face after she did the podcast last year with
me. Yeah.
Which was really cool. And Pilgrimage, another big festival out here, which had some rain, but was able to interview some people there as well. So it's been going good, and yeah, setting up some new interviews as we speak and everything, so it's going great.
Yeah, that's good. Good for you, man. Congratulations on all that stuff, and congratulations on the baby. It's been a long time since I've been in Nashville, but I love that place. I really do.
Yeah.
It's a great town, and it was funny. I spent a Christmas there one year because I was the girl that I was dating at the time. Her parents lived in Franklin, right outside of Nashville. So we went down there for Christmas. We went down there for a Christmas, and they got some snow, and the whole place shut down. Like, the entire city shut down, and all it was a dusting. Now, and, you know, and so, you know, being from Chicago, I'm like, come on, man! But have to put yourself in the position where you think, well, wait a second, they don't have snow, they never get snow, so they don't have salt, they don't have plows, they're woefully unprepared for a snowstorm, so I can understand the panic. They closed down all the schools, everything was just, it was a crazy,
no,
it was crazy.
And that's the thing, we've had just a little bit of frost on the cars, like in the morning, the last, maybe week or two or so, but when we tell people we're from the Midwest here, that's the first thing they say is they're like, oh, well, don't bother coming into work if there's even like a light dusting or
right.
you know, here what we're really worried about is just the streets, just like frozen, icy streets, because again, like you said, they can't combat it. They're not used to it. I mean, they do get snow down here, but as you said, I mean, if you just look out the window and see a couple snowflakes, just get back into bed and they'll come to work.
No, that's exactly the entire seriously, man, the entire city shut down. So, all right, well, cool, very cool. Well, first of all, tell everybody about Vinyl Emergency, the podcast, and all that cool stuff.
Sure. So, January of 2016, the podcast started. thanking again on air, as I do all the time, Jim Laskowski, your buddy and mine, for reaching out to me. He had heard me talk about vinyl on your show, and he said, I'm doing this podcast network. We could use a podcast about music. Would you want to talk about vinyl every week? And there you have it. So basically the show is primarily interviews with musicians. However, I do talk to record collector friends of mine, as well as people in the vinyl industry who create record jackets, who do the actual vinyl pressing, who master albums specifically for vinyl, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And for about the it'll be 3 years coming up here in January.
Wow, man, time flies.
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah, because Nick was on episode 15 of the show, and now we're in the 90s. I think our next one will be episode 94. So we're cranking them out, and other guests have included Ben Montench of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Dave Porter, who does all the scores for Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, Preacher, that sort of thing. It's been going really great. It's a fun podcast that does not have to be for your record geeks out there looking for exclusive pressings. It's really just about the celebration of our connection to vinyl, what we remember about it as a kid, how we listen to it now, if we do intake it, all that sort of thing. It's a really, it's a fun show to do.
You know, yeah, it's fun. It's really fun to listen to, Jim. And and like Jim says, you don't have to be a hardcore vinyl collector or into any of that stuff, because it's a really informative and fun a podcast to listen to. And having been on it, it was fun to do as well. So really quickly, you interviewed a good friend of our friend Stephen Johnny, mainstay Tommy Emmanuel. That must have been fun.
That's correct. That was cool. It was part of a big Americana Fest episode, getting press credentials to cover the entire festival, setting up interviews with several different artists throughout the festival. That included John Paul White from the Civil Wars and a couple other artists. And yeah, Tommy Emmanuel met me outside of Grimey's, pretty much the premier record store here in Nashville. We just set up. He popped by for about 20 minutes for us to chat outside Grimey's. He was on his way to an Aussie barbecue during Americana Fest. So all Australian artists that were in town playing the festival, and they're having a big barbecue. And I think the first words he said to me, I asked him about that, and he said, "Oh yeah, I'm looking to get a sausage. I'm looking to get out of here and go get some food and stuff." And he's just incredible. I mean, if people know his background, he's been recording since the age of 6. And if you imagine this guy who's toured the world, literally one of the best guitar players to ever live, he's talking about playing with Mark Knopfler, Jason Isbell on his new record, all these great artists, Chet Atkins, of course, lots of Chet Atkins stories.
He's
just a phenomenal, gregarious kind of guy, and it was really cool to talk to a real guitar legend like that.
Absolutely. And he's been on Stephen Johnny's show many, many times over the years, and I've heard him play, and I've heard him talk to these guys. He's a wonderful musician. So very, very cool that you got to meet him. Jim, hang on, okay?
You bet.
All right, Jim Hanke is with us, and we're going to get to vinyl records that are coming out on Black Friday and for your shopping day. And if you have any questions or concerns, or if you're starting a record collection or you're into vinyl and you have questions, 312-981-7200. The news is coming up after this. You know, I got to say, Dan, I really like her.
Yeah, she's real talented.
She's really good. Kacey Musgraves. And I guess she... Do they put her in the country category? I think she does.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually what she's categorized as.
She doesn't look like a country artist at all, or whatever, you know, whatever sort of like generic thing that you think of when you think the image of a country artist. She doesn't look like that at all. And her songs kind of border around that. I mean, I think she's great. I think she's great. And that's High Horse by Kacey Musgraves. And apparently we've got some vinyl news for Black Friday concerning her. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. How you doing? It's Nick DiGilio. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. And it's Triple Play Thursday. Get those requests in. We'll play them later. It's one artist, three songs, 312-981-7200. Yeah. Our guest is Jim Hanke. He is the host of the Vinyl Emergency Podcast. And he's talking about some of the special releases coming out on Black Friday, and so let's talk with Jim. Jim, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Nick.
Yeah, I think she's great. I think Kacey Musgraves is really terrific, and I think she kind of defies categorization. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and it's interesting because last night, actually, right here in Nashville at the big Bridgestone Arena where the Preds play, They had the CD, the CMAs.
Right.
And she took home Album of the Year for the Country Music Association. So, yes, she is considered a country artist. And her albums over the last, you know, three albums over the last, oh, I don't know, 5-6 years have coasted from, you know, a little bit more traditional country, you know, to kind of this pop sensibility stuff. This last record, Golden Hour, probably will get some Grammy nominations, I would assume.
Yeah.
A lot of people are talking about it, not just in country, but definitely in the pop world as well.
Yeah.
And her husband, Rustin Kelly, is a really great artist to watch as well. Definitely not on the same fame level as her, but people should look up his new record. That's really fantastic, too. It's called Dying Star. A little grittier, a little bit more on the Ryan Adams kind of feel there.
Cool.
But yeah, she's huge.
Yeah, yeah, no, she's the real deal too. I really dig her, man. And so what's going on with this release? What do we got for Black Friday for Kacey Musgrave?
Sure. Well, kind of like the U2 song we heard earlier, the Record Store Day Black Friday is a good time for bands and labels to release remixes of big songs. So that U2 tune, as well as this Kacey Musgrave song, they're getting 12-inch releases with a bunch of remixes on them, as well as Outkast for Rosa Parks, their big song from that's probably 20 years ago now.
Yeah,
that's also got you know, I think an a cappella version and an instrumental version and stuff. It's a way for people to kind of enjoy big hit songs in different ways. And back in the CD era, that used to be on the B side of singles. You know, you would pick up a CD single and there'd be three remixes on it or something. And now for things like Record Store Day Black Friday, you're able to kind of take home a big 12-inch vinyl record and hear those in a new way as well.
That's great. That's really, really great. And we're going to get into some of the specific things that are going to be released on Black Friday. But tell me how the record stores, you know, across the country have gotten together to celebrate Black Friday.
Sure. So, you know, when I'm on in April, we usually talk about Record Store Day, just a normal Record Store Day every year. That started in 2008, and that was based on the idea of Free Comic Book Day, where comic book stores would have people come in, they get a free comic book, and just encourage people to celebrate their mom-and-pop comic book store.
Right.
In the record industry, they actually create exclusive releases that are not free, but they really run the gamut from your big, big artists like Springsteen, Bowie, Dylan, all that sort of thing, on your way down to indie or local artists as well, who have small releases that they're putting out specifically for that day. So Record Store Day in April has been going on since 2008, but the Black Friday version has been going on since 2010, and it's a little bit on a smaller scale, but it's meant to really encourage people as they're out shopping for that weekend, that Small Business Saturday, as they call it.
Right.
They want people involved on that Friday to visit their local mom-and-pop record store. Maybe, you know, shop there versus Amazon. That's not saying that you can't get good vinyl deals on Black Friday on Amazon, but it encourages people to visit local stores, especially in, you know, certainly Chicago, like Reckless, Bucket of Blood, Pinwheel, that sort of thing. Get people through the doors. These exclusive releases are pretty rare. They're limited in quantity. So even if you do plan to stop by your local record store, it's not a guarantee that they're going to have those specific records that you're looking
right,
for
right.
or that you're going to get a copy. You know, it just depends. But it's a really, really great event for all the limited nature of the releases, or sometimes we'll probably go through some of the weirder ones that are coming out. For all of that, I just really appreciate that this exists for a vinyl lover like me to kind of bounce around to record stores that day, check out what people are buying, talk to people, and just kind of, you know, be engaged with the people who, you know, would go out of business had, you know, things like this not existed.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. I'm all in favor of supporting the mom and pop stuff. Not to say that I'm not guilty of ordering stuff from Amazon, because I certainly am. You know, but the convenience of it is just like, you know what I mean? It's just
right.
click and it
right.
shows up, well, and you know.
Exactly. And then part of it, though, is, you know, a lot of these places, they sell new records, but also used. So it's one of those things, like if you're going to go pick up, you know, some new thing that's coming out specifically for Record Store Day, have a browse through the used section. Maybe there's something, a really clean copy of something you've been looking for a while, or something you want to revisit, something that reminds you of your youth, you know, that sort of thing. That's the whole point, is to just celebrate tangible objects, you know, during that time where, you know, the shopping dollar is getting fought for by all your major big box retailers.
Right,
you know?
Right. Well, you know, and you talk about just, you know, that's the thing about the experience of vinyl, because when I was, you know, a kid growing up with records, it was a full experience. And now, you know, younger people are starting to experience that. I mean, I'm talking about looking at the liner notes and looking at the album cover, you know, and listening to it and turning the record over, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was real, like you said, it's real tangible. And these are, you know, these are deep memories that I have about that. And I'm really thrilled that young people have embraced vinyl and are having that experience now in 2018.
Exactly. And, you know, we talk a lot on the show about artist intent. In a single-driven society now where you can go on Spotify or even YouTube or whatever and just listen to a song at a time and kind of make your own mixes and all that sort of stuff. Albums, physical, you know, LPs, make you remember that an artist put the first song on their first for a reason.
Yeah.
Or put the first song on side B for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, or had the, you know, the gatefold, what that looks like. And you, as you said, the liner notes and stuff. I mean, all these, I mean, we could talk for an hour just about jazz LPs, just these photos of jazz artists in the studio on these Blue Note releases while they're recording, you know, smoking right in front of the booth.
Sort
of stuff. I mean, you're just never going to find that again. And it's just really cool to kind of look back, even if you're not familiar with the artist or the music. You know, if it's a $5 buy for it, you know, go home, take a chance on it, you know.
One of my favorite little stories about liner notes, Jim, and I don't know if you know this or not, but have you seen the horror film Phantasm?
I have not. I know of the movie, but I've never seen it.
Well, the villain in the movie is a character named the Tall Man, and he's played by an actor of the late, great Angus Scrimm, and it's an iconic horror villain performance. You know, he acted in a bunch of stuff, but he's best known for playing the demonic Tall Man in the five Phantasm films. But one of his backgrounds is he wrote incredible liner notes for classical albums. Like, that was when...
Oh, wow.
So this really terrifying horror villain wrote incredible liner notes for classical records, and I've looked them up, and he was just brilliantly written stuff. So it's a fun little liner note fact that I like that I have.
Absolutely, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, let's talk before we jump into specifics, Jim. What are the numbers like for vinyl? They're continuing to rise, right? I mean, we're looking at some good numbers here.
They are. 2017 was the 12th straight year. So since 2005, that vinyl sales have increased year to date. We're looking at about 13.5% up from this time last year. So right now we're tracking at about 12 million units sold, on track to close out 2018 at about 16 million.
Wow.
Now last year, for 2017, vinyl accounted for 14% of all album sales. So that may sound low, but think about it. If you've got 100% of the pie and so much of that is going to digital, or CD. I mean, there are people out there who are still buying CDs,
right?
You know, as much as they used to. 14%. You know, anything above 10% is a pretty significant chunk. So, 14% of all album sales are vinyl. So that's a Nielsen era high. You know, since again they've been tracking this stuff, so it does continue to rise. You know, there are articles every year that talk about the vinyl boom sort of busting. But really, it's on track to keep growing in small increments. You know, we're not going to get back to a point in like in 1982 where you'd be able to walk into a mall and, you know, pick up a bunch of records and go home. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
But for the collectors out there or for people who just want to experience new albums or classic albums, you know, on this original format, you know, it's a really, really great thing to encourage people to do.
Absolutely. All right, listen, Jim, we're going to take a break. And I have in front of me the entire list of Record Store Day Black Friday, and it's six pages long. So we're not going to be able to go through everything, but I know that you've singled out some stuff that you wanted to talk about that's going to be available for Black Friday. So hang on, Jim, okay?
You got it.
All right, Jim Hanke is with us, and you can listen to the Vinyl Emergency podcast at vinylemergency.com. It's a terrific podcast, and if you have any questions about records or vinyl or any of that kind of stuff, 312-981-7200. We'll talk more with Jim right after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. That's Dexter Gordon with Fried Bananas, the Live Tokyo 1975, and that is available as part of Black Friday. Record Store Day. It's Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Coming up at 5 o'clock is Steve Grzanich with the opening bell. And, coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. My guest is Jim Hanke. He is the host of the Vinyl Emergency Podcast, and we're talking about some of the special releases coming out on Black Friday. If you have any vinyl or record questions, 312-981-7200. Jim, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Dick.
All right. So that we just heard a little Dexter Gordon. What's going to be available on Black Friday by him?
Yeah, it's going to be, him, Cannonball Adderley, Alice Cooper, Muddy Waters, Anthrax, The Ramones. They're all putting out live albums. Dexter Gordon is not immune to that. It's really cool. You know, this is, again, we talked about remixes and singles. Record Store Day and Record Store Day Black Friday is a good time to pick up live albums because these labels and bands and artists dig back into the archives and find some stuff that hasn't been available before or maybe hasn't been reissued or put out there in the last, 20, 30 years or so. So it's a nice Dexter Gordon's a great saxophone player. I mean, just it always makes great live records. Definitely would recommend searching for what he's putting out there.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
These live albums are, again, limited in quantity depending on what they are. I mean, they're really done in high quality, too.
Well, I'm noticing that Dio, they're releasing Holy Diver live at 35.
They are, and that's, I think, a picture disc of, like, the Dio logo.
Yes.
As well, because that's a big thing, too. These picture discs are always kind of weird. I know Devo is doing a Are We Not Men picture disc. I think a couple of years ago there was an Anthrax picture disc as well.
Yeah.
Of just the Anthrax logo. So many weird things, come out on Record Store Day. There's stuff that, I'm dying to get, and then there's stuff where I'm like, okay, well, I guess there's an audience for that.
Yeah. I'm that audience. So, Jim, tell us about some of the ones that you wanted to point out, some that were of interest here.
Sure. Well, specifically for you, if I was doing record shopping for you on Black Friday, there are two different 4-LP sets from the Dave Matthews Band. Oh, wow. I should say one is Dave and Tim Reynolds, one is the Dave Matthews Band. And this is from 93, 94. Oh. Both these shows are in Charlottesville. Oh. So this is before things really took off. Every Record Store Day, there's usually a big release from the Dave Matthews Band. It's usually some big show. I think a couple of years ago we talked about they did Live at Red Rocks, finally on vinyl for the first time.
Yeah.
And these are a little bit more bootleggy. These are a little bit more, they're sanctioned, certainly. But, if you remember, several years ago Pearl Jam did all the releases of their tours, and it was in those, like, thin cardboard sleeves for CDs and such.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks similar to that, but for vinyl, for Dave. So that's something you might be interested in picking up. Wow. Ray of Light, the 20th anniversary edition of Ray of Light from Madonna, coming to vinyl.
Okay, that makes me feel very old.
That's the thing with vinyl, Nick, is, like, I think we talked about this, too, last time. All these anniversaries, 20th anniversary, 30th, 40th, I mean, these things just keep happening, and they make, music listeners go, oh, my God, is that really that old now? I can't believe it.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. This is really cool. The Byrds' 50th anniversary of Sweetheart of the Rodeo, it's getting the 4-LP treatment.
Wow.
There's 28 bonus tracks, demos, outtakes, et cetera, and that's only limited to 2,000 copies worldwide.
Wow.
So, I mean, you gotta get there early if you want to get that. This was really weird. The Grateful Dead, they have a song called Playing in the Band. Now, I'm not a big Grateful Dead fan, but it was neat to learn that this song is the longest uninterrupted song that they have at 47 minutes long, recorded in Seattle in 1974. Now, here's the thing. This is why I wanted to bring this up with you, is that they have, because of the length of the song, they have to do what the A-Tracks did back in the day. They have to fade out one side and then start the other side.
Is that right?
Fading back in. Yeah, because, there's no way 47 minutes of music fit on one side of a vinyl record.
Right, right.
So they're going to have to stretch it across, too. So it's just so weird. They're also, two big 90s releases are finally coming to vinyl. The debut LP from Collective Soul, people probably know their song Shine most of all, from the early 90s. And then Tuesday Night Music Club, that gigantic debut from Sheryl Crow, is finally coming to vinyl as well. And there's just so much stuff from Todd Rundgren, Talking Heads, Cheap Trick, B-52s, Duke Ellington. I mean, literally, I made a short list of, to tell people how it runs the gamut here. Literally, Ella Fitzgerald, Paul McCartney, Robert Johnson, Taylor Swift, Insane Clown Posse, Too Short. I mean, if you like any of these people, they've got something coming out on Record Store Day Black Friday.
Right. Okay. And also, you pointed out here, Fritz the Cat, the soundtrack from 1972, is going to be available.
Yeah, the Fritz the Cat soundtrack. I mean, again, one of those things where I'm like, all right, I guess somebody will buy that.
Right.
You know?
I'll
tell you, the one that seems to be popping up a lot just on vinyl blogs and et cetera is Paul Williams. It's the soundtrack to Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas,
yeah,
which was a 1977 HBO Jim Henson special. Now, if you don't know about the Emmett Otter special, that's fine. I mean, I didn't really know about it myself, and I was born in 79. But if you do know about it, apparently this is like the world splitting open. This is like a huge release for people who love this special.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it is a pretty big deal. I do want to mention, in addition to the Paul Williams Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas soundtrack, a fantastic 7-inch of Sting and Shaggy is going to be.
I mean, when these two collaborated and made a record, and then they were playing all the award shows and all this stuff, and you know, I rolled my eyes. I'm like, this is just. I don't really get the collaboration, but again, they're putting out a 7-inch.
Yep.
You know that they got one Sublime's Greatest Hits. You know, there's a Disney a 1988 Disney compilation featuring Sinead O'Connor, Tom Waits, Buster Poindexter. I mean, it can get weird on Record Store Day Black Friday. That is for sure. There are big albums like you know the Wailers, Catch a Fire. It's like okay, that's a classic album, but then there's stuff they find that you know. The Weezer Africa 7-inch, you know, I mean, apparently there's a big pull for Weezer to cover Toto's Africa, and they got to put out on a 7-inch now. It really runs the gamut.
All right. Well, listen, Jim, can you hang on?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, cool. Hang on a second, because we got a few questions that are coming in via text, and we also want to talk a little bit more about the Black Friday stuff and some Christmas releases. There's some really cool stuff coming out then. So if you have a question, it's 312-981-7200. We'll talk more with Jim after the news, which is coming up next. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and that's Outkast with Rosa Parks. That's part of the remix releases on vinyl that are going to be happening on Black Friday. It's Nick DiGilio. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio. We're here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzan has the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday, yeah. Get your requests in now. It's one artist, three songs. 312-981-7200. We have some mind-blowing facts that we're going to go and tell you about. And plus, we got some Thanksgiving stuff to talk about. And yesterday was National Pickle Day. We're going to talk about that. Plus, I have a statement from Steve and Johnny. I know a lot of people were wondering, you know, what's going on in Panama City Beach. And what's happening in the panhandle. And Steve and Johnny have an update on that. I'll read their statement about that. I know people were concerned about what was happening in Florida. Steve and Johnny have given an update. So that's coming up. But right now we're talking with Jim Hankey, as the host of the Vinyl Emergency podcast. And we're talking about special releases coming out on Black Friday and more. Check out vinylemergency.com for more information. Jim, welcome back.
Thanks, Nick.
So I was just looking online here, and the Chicago Reader just posted a story, and Chicago gets its first vinyl pressing plant in decades. It's called Smashed Plastic, and it's bringing new technology that could bring relief to labels and artists who are stymied by long waits for records.
Yes.
So,
well, that's great. That's news to me, honestly. Dan told me that a little bit off air.
Yeah.
It's news to me, so I'm going to have to check out this article. But there are, for people who have questions about whether or not, you know, these plants or these pressing machines still exist, they do, and there are places that are expanding, places that are just kind of popping up because they somehow have found forgotten machines. I mean, the new presses, people need to know, there haven't been... you know, creations of new presses since about the mid-80s. Mm. So anytime you, even if you buy a new vinyl record, that's pressed on a machine that was, you know, definitely made before then. So, and these things aren't like CD machines where they can just kind of crank them out ad nauseum 24/7. They actually need a human or two at them to make sure the temperatures are right, make sure the stamping is correct, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, when we talk about new vinyl plants, those are, you know, jobs for people as well,
right.
Not just aimless machines, you know.
It was posted yesterday at Chicago, ChicagoReader.com, Jim, And the,
awesome.
And the headline, if you're going to look it up, it says Chicago gets its first vinyl pressing plant in decades. It's got pictures and it's a whole thing. So you should check it out.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
Now, speaking of like questions and stuff, 630 area code. This is one of the common questions, Jim. Where do you suggest to buy a good turntable? We have quite an extensive collection.
Awesome. I can recommend the turntable that I have. It's from a company called U-Turn. That's a letter U, turnaudio.com. So this was a company started by three Boston area engineering students in college who wanted to create an audiophile level turntable for not a lot of money. So starting at $179, they are able to offer a pretty great turntable for not a lot of money. And they're now starting to get into independent stores. So they used to just sell online, but now some independent stores are carrying their turntables. And so when people, talk about their old turntables, about how to replace gear, how to replace needles or belts or anything like that, really starting from scratch is more recommended these days than trying to find, some old part that might not exist anymore. Because, frankly, the companies who made those old parts no longer exist.
Right.
So I do want to tell people just to get them to listen to the show and everything, U-Turn is a sponsor of our podcast. Sometimes they offer discount codes for people who, want to pick up a turntable, who listen to our show. So I would encourage them to do that. And it's my turntable of choice. They do really great work. So that would be my recommendation. And there are certainly other companies out there that are a little bit more money. But if you're just wanting to kind of get spinning again in a quick amount of time, U-Turn is a really good recommendation.
Great. That's great. 773 area code says, have you heard of using wood glue to clean used records?
I have, and there are plenty of YouTube videos that show how to do this, and people are divided a little bit on it. Some people say it works, some people say it doesn't. There are a lot of DIY ways to clean your records. There are washing sets that you can buy. Wood glue is certainly something I've heard of, where you leave that on and then you peel it all off kind of in one piece, and it takes all the gunk out of your records. Truly, I mean, just good upkeep on your records is really the best way to keep them clean. But yeah, I have heard of that. I've heard of people. I have actually a box set that I've been meaning to do this to. I don't know if it'll work. I have a box set that's a little warped, and there are ways, I guess, to bake them in the oven.
Is that right? Is that right?
To like flatten them out a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been too nervous to try. Yeah. But there are with a new baby in the house, I don't really want to smell burnt vinyl everywhere. But,
sure.
There are tons of home remedies for that sort of stuff. But again, it's one of those things like no one's a full expert on it. So if it works for you, great. For some people, maybe just the technique, they don't have it down, so it hasn't worked for them.
Okay.
Know?
All right. Be wary, though. all right. Before we get into some of the Christmas box sets and releases that are coming out for the holidays, we have some news, some unbelievable news concerning the people over at Pinwheel Records.
We do. Now, any listeners to Nick's show here will know his love for The Price is Right, especially the, what is the name of the game with the mountaineer kind of climbing that mountain?
It's Cliffhangers. That's what it's called.
Cliffhangers.
Right.
Okay, got it. So I had a good conversation, after moving to Nashville. I've been out of touch with some friends, obviously, in the Milwaukee and Chicago areas, and had a long conversation with Scott, the owner of Pinwheel, who's been on your show before to promote Record Store Day and stuff.
Yep.
And, talked to him about his trip to L.A. They saw a taping of Conan. They went to Dodger Stadium, saw a game there. And him and his girlfriend and co-owner of Pinwheel, Kim Forrett, they will be on the November 19th episode of The Price is Right. They did say that they did not play any of the games, but they are in the background of the four contestants throughout the game, so they're pretty much on screen.
That's awesome.
The whole time. in true Scott Schaff fashion, I've known Scott for many, many years, only he would do this. He wore a T-shirt, because obviously people, it's like, let's make a deal, you want to wear shirts to stand out,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
He simply wore a T-shirt that said, game shows. And Drew Carey during a commercial break pointed him out and said, hey, that's a great T-shirt. What do you do for a living? And he said, oh, I own a record store. And they got to talking about records and music and stuff.
That's awesome.
During a commercial break. So if people in Chicago have ever been to Pinwheel, again, I'll give them their address a shout out at 1722 West 18th in Pilsen.
Yeah.
Definitely stop by. It's one of my favorite record stores, not just because they've been good friends of mine for years, but definitely check them out. They can get you set up with a new turntable, stereo, as well as records.
Yep.
But they're going to be on The Price is Right November 19th. Keep your eyes peeled for Scott and Kim.
I will definitely watch it. I will definitely, without question, I will watch it. I'm off next week, so my schedule is going to be a little different. Normally, I watch The Price is Right, and if the yodeling dude falls off the mountain, that's my cue to go to bed. But right. I'm definitely going to watch it. I'm definitely going to watch it. I also want to mention, if people go to Pinwheel Records, make sure you are able to, you can get your own copy of Huey Lewis Sports, Huey Lewis and the News Sports, in the Huey Lewis and the News Sports section, where there's an entire section in the place.
That's right. We always got to give that a plug. And Huey Lewis themselves, I mean, they put it on their Facebook page about a year ago or so. they were hip to it, so it's pretty cool.
Very, very cool. Okay, listen, let's break again. Jim, hang on, okay?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, Jim Hankey's going to hang out with us. If you have any questions about vinyl or records or any of that kind of stuff, or you've just started collecting and you have comments, it's 312-981-7200. Talk a little bit more about Black Friday, but when we come back, we're going to jump into some of the big Christmas releases that are going to be coming out. They're not necessarily attached to Black Friday releases, which we talked about. So Jim's going to hang out with us a little bit longer, and we'll take a break right now. Welcome back, everybody. That's, in my opinion, one of the greatest covers of all time. Charles Bradley covering Black Sabbath song Changes. And yes, that's a Black Sabbath song. There's a reason why we played that, and because we're talking with Jim Hankey, who is with us. You can check out vinylemergency.com. His podcast is The Vinyl Emergency. And Black Friday is coming up, and Record Store Day Black Friday is happening, and tons of stuff is being released specifically for that day, and we've been talking about some of that. But also the Christmas holiday is coming up, and there are some stuff to talk about there, too. Jim, welcome back.
Thanks, Nick.
All right. The great Charles Bradley right there. Now, we've got that ties in with what we're going to talk about here in terms of some of the Christmas releases. Tell us about what's coming out involving Charles Bradley.
Yeah, so I made a short list of some stuff that's either coming out or already out, that if there's a vinyl person or a music person in your life that you don't know what to get them for Christmas, a time like this is good to center around box sets and big collector releases and such. And Charles Bradley, unfortunately, no longer with us, but his last album just came out. It's called Black Velvet. There's a normal version, normal standard CD or digital or vinyl version, but what's really making the rounds is this collector's version of Black Velvet that comes in a Black Velvet slipcase, along with a photo book, a replica business card of Charles's own business card as a singer before he kind of took off, which is really cool. And then a download card of the album that is actually made out of flower seeds. You can actually plant it in your garden. So you download the album onto your phone or on your computer, what have you, and then just put that download card in dirt, water it, give it some sunlight, and it'll actually produce flowers for you.
Wow, that's
a really, really cool thing.
That's unbelievable. That is so, so cool.
Yeah. So that's kind of limited. Again, it's not tied to Record Store Day or Record Store Day Black Friday, but it's out there. You can find it. But again, it's tough to come by because it's just such a unique piece.
Yeah.
But some other things people can check out, if they like Bob Dylan, they just released the 14th release in the bootleg series for him. This has been an ongoing thing for Dylan to kind of go back and pull out demos or things around certain albums, and they just put out one involving Blood on the Track, so there's a lot of Blood on the Track demos and stuff that just came out. R.E.M. at the BBC, that's a 2-LP set of pretty much what it says. It's R.E.M. songs recorded live at the BBC throughout their career, basically since Murmur On, which is a really cool compilation. Metallica just put out a gigantic box set for And Justice for All. Listen to this. This is 6 LPs, 11 CDs, and 4 DVDs.
Wow.
In one box.
Oh, my
for
God.
For And Justice for All. It's insane.
Wow.
So that's big. If you got a metalhead in your family, that's a big thing to get them. And then finally, probably the biggest thing these days is the 50th anniversary pressing of the White Album. Now, the Beatles fans will know, every couple of years, there's a new version of some album, and we went through, I think we even talked about it when you were on the podcast, Nick, about, you know, when they put out those cruddy kind of CD versions of Beatles albums during the 90s, the late 80s and 90s. But seriously, they've got Giles Martin now at the helm, now that George Martin has passed away.
Right.
And he's doing incredible things. If anybody has heard Sgt. Pepper, that re-release from a year or two ago, it's like a whole new album. And that's kind of the same thing with the White Album here, specifically because they dug out those Escher demos, what people kind of refer to them as the White Album Unplugged. These are elusive tracks that haven't really seen much of a commercial release before, and now they are. But there are different versions of this that you can pick up. You can get your standard 2LP set. You can go a little deeper and get multiple records. The CD version is way longer. So there are multiple versions of this 50th anniversary of the White Album that just came out. But again, it probably very high on any music collector's want list for Christmas.
Yeah, that showed up on my news feed a lot. A lot of people who are on my Facebook news feed have spent a significant amount of time discussing the 50th anniversary of the White Album right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what now? Are you looking for anything for Christmas? What are you personally? Would you like to see?
Gosh, that's a good question. You know, unrelated to vinyl, the Beastie Boys just put out a book. I don't know if you know about that.
No.
Yeah. So Ad Rock and Mike D just put out a biography, basically of you know, in their own words, the history of the Beastie Boys.
Wow.
And it's just simply called Beastie Boys book. it's a picture of them from you know, around Fight for Your Right to Party days out in front of a pizza joint. I definitely recommend that. I haven't flipped through it, but I'm a Beastie Boys fanatic, and I would love to read more about that.
And by the way, Jim, speaking of books, do you know Jeff Tweedy's got a book? He's got a memoir.
He does.
Yeah. Which just came out yesterday, I think.
That's right. He's making the rounds on Colbert and such and whatever. I definitely would like to check that out. You know, I mean, there's a penny box set, you know, I forget the name of it, but it's, you know, some rarities and stuff from him. Obviously, I'm a gigantic Tom Petty fan.
Yeah.
That would be something really cool. You know, the Dylan that I mentioned, the Blood on the Tracks demos, and that's really cool. I tend to buy when Dylan puts out, you know, like the real Royal Albert Hall tapes or, you know, other, you know, Blonde on Blonde demos and stuff like that. I'm usually all over it. And so that would be something I'd put on my list. You know, Metallica, not for me, but I just, you know, I know that's just such a huge, huge release. You know, a lot of the record stores that I follow on Instagram are having giveaway parties or listening parties for it. And that's what I miss. I miss those midnight listening party or release parties for records, you know, standing in line. I remember for Kid A, for Radiohead, standing in line at Atomic Records, a long gone record store in Milwaukee. And there was something about taking that CD home and playing it in your car or going home and listening to it because you knew that the other 50 people in that store were doing the exact same thing.
Exactly.
And now we just discover we don't have that. We don't discover music all at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, the only art form that really happens at is film. I mean, a lot of people, you know, go and see movies all at the same time. Great. But even TV now, none of us consume TV on the same schedule.
That's right.
And we don't do it for music either, you know?
Yeah,
so
it's interesting. All right. Jim, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for hanging out with us so long. I appreciate it. And
you bet. And if I don't talk to you beforehand, Nick, have a great holiday season.
Yeah,
okay?
You too, Jim. I really appreciate it. And have a great, and congratulations again on your wife and your child.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Take care. There you go. Jim Hanke, everybody. Listen to the Vinyl Emergency podcast. Go to vinylemergency.com. And go out to the record stores on Black Friday and spend some dough and buy some cool stuff. All right. We're going to take a quick break here for the news.